Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，给我这个机会，有两个月时间跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
Thank God for this opportunity to share the 2 months with you together.
我先简单的自我介绍一下。
Let me briefly introduce you to you introduce you myself.
我是1948年在台湾出生。
I was born in 1949 in Taiwan.
我在1963年的时候，我信了耶稣。
1963, I became a Christian.
到现在已经有54年了。
It's about 54 years since then.
我大学毕业以后。
Since I graduated from college.
我去读神学院。
After that, I went to seminary.
之后在台北开拓一个教会。
And then I was planting a church in Taipei.
有三年的时间。
For about 3 years.
已经把教会建立起来。
After I established the church.
然后在81年的时候，神带领我去香港。
In 1981, God led us to Hong Kong.
那个时候我们带着我们四个月的大女儿。
So we brought along our daughter who is about 4 months old at the time.
跟着我太太，我们可以说是离乡背井啊，到一个陌生的地方。
And so my wife and I went to this place which is really foreign to us.
在那个时候。我一句广东话也不会讲，也不会听。
I couldn't understand a word of Cantonese, or not even mentioning how to speak Cantonese.
不过我真的凭着信心靠着神的带领，就在那里牧养一个广东话的教会八年。
So with the faith and we led the Cantonese church for 8 years there.
八九年我。被加拿大一个教会聘请在多伦多附近的这个 Mississauga 牧养一个华人的教会。
So 1989 I was called by a Canadian church, so I pastored there.
有三年的时间。
For about 3 years.
92年我来到美国。
92 I came to United States.
之后到2000年我就去牧养另外一个语言的教会，是讲台语的教会。
And in 2002, I was pastoring a church that speaks Taiwanese.
2000年我神就带领我到我现在住的地方，这 Iowa Ames 是一个大学城。
So I've been led to by God led to this city Ames in Iowa.
它是这个。Iowa State University 的所在地。
That's where Iowa State University located.
我在那里牧会了八年，牧会了十二年。
So I pastored the church for 12 years there.
那2012年，因为当时身体的一个情况不太好，所以我就退休。
So in 2012, I retired because of my physical condition at that time.
虽然退休只是从牧会退休。
So retirement to me simply retired. I'm retired from the official position.
那我还是继续帮助附近有三间没有牧者的教会。
I continue to help out 3 other churches that without pastor around that city.
这是。一个月大概有两三次要去外面讲道这样子。
So I have to go out and preach twice or three times a month.
两年前我在一个很生命危险的病痛当中呢，神把我医治了。
So I was healed about 2 years ago. After I went through a critical condition in my physical health.
我知道。我今天有这个生命是神给的。
So I know that the life I have today, I owe it all to God.
所以我愿意用更多的时间把我余生的日子用来侍奉神。
So I dedicate my the rest of my life for the purpose of God, Lord.
我感谢主，让我有这个机会啊，跟大家在这里一同来配搭侍奉。
So I give I thank God for this opportunity to serve with you together.
我在这里大概有六次的主日的讲道。
So I'll probably have six Sunday sermons with you when I'm here.
我主要要讲一个主题。
I'm going through a theme.
就是在生活上效法基督。
That is follow the example of Christ in our daily life.
那我今天跟大家分享的就是我们在要效法基督的信心。
And today, the topic for today is to follow the example of Christ in his faith.
保罗他在哥林多前书第十一章第一节他这样讲，你们该效法我，好像我效法基督一样。
So in 1 Corinthians, it says, I follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
从表面上看来，保罗好像很自夸啊，你们要效法我啊。
From the service, Paul seems to be boasting about himself, saying, follow me.
但是这事实上是保罗一个谦卑的表现。
But in fact, this is a humble expression by Paul.
因为他所指的效法的最后对象是谁？是基督。
Because the ultimate example he's following is the example of Christ.
所以他之所以能够这样讲，你们要效法我，其实就是说你们要效法基督。
So the reason he say follow the example of me, he's actually saying follow the example of Christ.
保罗是很有资格讲这样的话。
Paul has a good standing when he teaches Christians this way.
因为他就是一个效法基督的人。
Because he himself is a follower of Christ.
他效法基督，学基督的样式。
And he followed the example of Christ.
他随从基督的脚踪。
And follow his footsteps.
他在生活上言基督所言，行基督所行。
So in daily life, he preached what Jesus preached and also do what Jesus does.
耶稣一生呢，讲了许多话。
And Jesus has said many things.
也做了许多事。
And has done many things too.
他有教训，也有行为。
So he has words and also deeds.
更重要的是，他的行为跟他的教训是一致的。
More importantly, his words and deeds are in sync.
他也给我们留下有身教和言教的榜样。
And he also left us with a good example of words and deeds.
所以让我们这些神的儿女，我们有得学，可以学基督的样式。
So that children of God like us can follow his example.
让我们这些神的儿女也有得跟，可以跟从基督的脚踪。
So that we can follow his footsteps.
那今天我们要从耶稣基督一生的榜样来思想怎么样在信心上效法基督。
So we're going to learn about his the example of his faith through the life of Christ.
首先在信心上我们要明白耶稣基督他是信心的创始成终者。
So the first thing we need to understand is that Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
我们一同再来读这个希伯来书第十二章第二节，一起来读一遍来。
请看，修路，忍受先变的。
耶稣基督他是创始成在信心上创始成终。
So Jesus Christ, who is a pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
这里讲出两件事情。第一个，他是我们信心的创始者。
So two things are two points here. One is that he's the pioneer of our faith.
我们的信心的开始是从他来的。
So our faith started with him.
有了他，我们才会有信心。
Only with him, and we can have faith.
他也是我们信心的终结者。
He is also the perfecter of our faith.
只有他能够成就我们的信心。
Only him, only he can, complete our faith.
将我们所信的能够完全的成就在我们身上。
So he can help us to fulfill all the things we believed in.
第二个讲到他是我们信心的先锋元帅。
The second point is that he is the general that leading the charge in our faith.
他为我们开辟了信心的道路。
He opens up the way for our faith.
他也是我们信心的一个殿后的元帅。
But he is also the general who got our back.
他在后面要督导我们走完这条信心的道路。
He brought us along to complete the faith, the journey of faith.
所以就要讲我们的信心全在于他，离了他我们就没有信心。
In other words, our faith is totally depending on him. Without him, we don't have any faith.
第二个我们要讲到耶稣基督他在信心上有言教也有身教。
The second thing we want to talk about is Jesus Christ. He has example of words and also deeds in his faith.
首先我们讲到他在言教方面耶稣基督讲了许多有关于信心的教训。
First of all, we talked about his teaching in faith.
我们只从 一段圣经马可福音的十一章这一段圣经我们来思考。
So we only look at the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 22-24.
我们再读一遍好不好？22-24节一同来读来。耶稣回答说：你们当信服神。我实在告诉你们。你若若心里不疑惑，只信他所成的必成，就必给他成了。耶稣基督这一段有关信心的教训。
So this passage is a passage about the faith that was taught by Jesus.
有很非常丰富的这个属灵的教训。
It carries a lot of spiritual teachings in this passage.
首先，耶稣在22节说：“你们当信服我。”
So in passage starting with verse 22, it says, "Have faith in God."
什么叫做信服神呢？也就是说，我们要信得过神。
What does that mean? It means that we need to trust in God.
只要我们有对神有信心。
As long as we have faith in God,
就能够挪移山投入海。
So then we can throw a mountain into the sea.
这个移山投海的是一种神迹啊。
And which is a miracle.
不是人的能力做得到的。
It's not something, it's beyond what an ordinary person can do.
乃是神所做的。
But it's out of God.
但是要搬动神的手去为我们移山。
But in order to move the finger of God to help us to move that mountain,
就是我们的信心。
That is our faith.
这里说出即使我们面临的像山一样大的难处。
This is saying that even if we face the great difficulties as big as a mountain,
只要信服神，我们就能够胜过。
And if we can trust in God, we can overcome.
在23节呢，耶稣讲只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
So in verse 23. It says, a belief that what they say will happen, it will be done for them.
这里有两个成字。
So there are two things about things being done.
一个是必成，一个是成了。
So it says here in English saying, one is will happen, and the other one is it will be done.
必成是人信心里的事实。
And this will happen is a reality in someone's faith.
成了是神为人成就的事实。
But when it will be done is really the realization of what one's belief.
先有人信心中的事实。
It has to have this reality in your faith first.
然后才有神 成就的事实。
And then it will followed by the God's realization for that faith.
我们再读这个二十四节。
So let's read verse 24 again. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
这里也有两个得着。
So there are two things that you obtain.
一个是是得着，一个是必得着。
One is that you have received it, and the other one is it will be yours.
是得着的意思是现在就已经得到了。
The first one is something you have received already.
这个必得着是将来必要得着。
And the second one is that something you will be obtaining in the future.
先是在现在在信心中已经得着了。
So there are things that you have received in your faith.
然后将来必看见在事实中的得着。
And then in the future you will see that in reality.
这说出信心是超越时间能够看见未来的事情。
That is to say the faith has ability to see beyond the limitation of the time and you can see what's going to happen.Fulfill in the future.
我信主这么多年了。
I've been Christian for many years.
我侍奉主这么多年了。
I've been serving him for many years.
感谢神给我很多在信心上的经历。
So I give thanks to God for many experience in the exercise of my faith.
我就讲一个，就是我一开始信耶稣的时候，在信心上的一个经历。
Let me share with you a experience of my faith when I became a Christian.
在五十多年前的那我们那个时代啊，我们在台湾要信耶稣是不容易的。
So in 50 years ago to be, becoming a Christian is not an easy thing.
特别是我们都是背景都是拜偶像的。
Especially our background are mostly coming from idol worshippers.
我从小就是跟着父母亲拜偶像。
And since I was young, I follow my parents to worship those idols.
但是在一个很奇妙的机会，神奇妙的带领，让我有机会信了耶稣。
In a very special occasion, God let me to become Christian, believe in Christ.
我没有时间在这边详细讲，因为讲起来很长哈，我信耶稣的过程很长的。
But that becoming a Christian is a long story. I don't have time to share with you today.
但是我要讲的是，当我信耶稣的时候，我就遭受很大的逼迫。
But what I want to share is that once I became Christian, I was persecuted severely.
是从我的家庭来的。
From my family.
特别是从我的父亲来。
Especially from my father.
那个时候我是高二的学生。
At the time, I was a second year in my high school.
我父亲为了要拦阻我信耶稣啊。
So, in order to stop me from becoming a Christian, my father,
他就跟我谈判。
He negotiated with me.
他跟我说，如果你要信耶稣呢，我就不给你钱读书。
He said, if you want to become a Christian, I'm going to stop paying for your tuition.
这个对我来讲呢。我不可能答应这样的事情。
To me, I simply cannot accept the term.
因为我经历到我信耶稣，神给我那一种特别的恩典，那种生命上的改变。
Because I have experienced the change that through becoming a Christian.
而且神在我身上行了很奇妙的神迹。
And God has performed a great miracle in my life.
所以我常常讲了，信耶稣不是信一个宗教。
So often I say, believing in Christ is not.The same as believing in a religion.
信耶稣乃是得到一个新的生命。
But to receive a new life.
我已经经历神得到这个新的生命那个奇妙。
And I have experienced the wonder of that becoming a Christian.
你怎么可以？你怎么可以叫我不信耶稣呢？
How can you tell me not to believe in Jesus?
所以我就跟我爸爸讲。
So I told that I said that to my father.
我说我可以。不读书，但是我也要信耶稣。
So I said, I'd rather not going to school. I have to believe in Christ, Jesus Christ.
但是我相信我所信的神会让我读书。
But I believe that the God I believed in will help me to continue my study.
就像我刚刚讲的，我心中已经有这个信了，我相信将来这个信的事实会成就。
It's just like what I said earlier. I have that faith in my heart, and I believe that will happen in the future.
真的，从那个时候开始。
And truly, after that.
从高中二年级一直到我大学毕业，神学院毕业，我没有从家里拿过一毛钱。
So I didn't get take any money from my family since my second year.
我从我读的大学还是一个私立的大学，私立的教会大学。
In high school, all the way to college and my seminary, and especially my college, I went to a private Christian college.
真的需要很多钱
which costs a lot.
但是我所信的神都供应了。
But the God I believe in has provided.
我不知道那个钱从哪里来。
I don't know where does the money come from.
但是当我要注册缴钱的时候，这个钱就到了。
Whenever I need to pay for my tuition, the money will show up.
很多时候是。都是在注册的前一刻才来的。
And often that money comes right before the time I need to register.
就是神要操练我的信心了。
That is how God exercise my faith.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
只要你有信心。
If you have faith.
神会照着你信心的多少来成就。
And God will accomplish according to that faith.
所以讲到我们要祷告祈求神。
So it says here to tell us to pray make the request to God.
祷告是人在求神。
When we pray, we are praying to God.
而信心的祷告才是得到神成就答应的条件。
And the faith such a prayer with faith is the prerequisite for getting answered prayer.
所以弟兄姐妹，祷告是我们该做的事情。
So praying is what we ought to do.
而叫人得到所祷告的事是神要做的。
But to achieve to accomplish what you pray is what God does.
只要我们做好我们该做的事。
As long as we do well on the things we are supposed to do,
就是凭信心祷告。
That is to pray with faith.
他就会做他所该做的事。
And God will do what he does.
就是叫我们得着。
And that is for us to receive it.
在马可福音第九章二十一节到二十三节有讲到一个做父亲的为他被哑巴鬼附的儿子来求耶稣。
So in Gospel, in Mark, there's a father was requesting Jesus for the son who is possessed by a demon.
他怎么求耶稣呢?
And how did he make a request?
他说求你你若能做什么求你怜悯我们帮助我们。
So he said this to Jesus saying that if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
这句话你若能做什么是表明他对主的能不能抱持着一种怀疑的态度。
The words he said here, if you can do anything, is really a way to, well, it shows that he has doubt about whether Lord can help or not.
这个孩子的父亲一面怀疑主一面祷告主。
So the father was doubting God, the Lord and at the same time praying or making requests to him.
今天许多基督徒求主帮助是不是也是有同样的心态呢?
Isn't this what we Christian today holding the same attitude when we are making the request or doing the prayer?
我们常常是好像相信他但是却又不能肯定他会为我们做什么。
So often it looks like we kind of believe in him butWe are not sure what he will do for us.
耶稣回答他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
So Jesus replied in the verse 23, he said, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
耶稣的意思是说，问题是 问题不是我能不能，问题是你能不能信。
So what Jesus is trying to say, the real issue is not whether I can or I cannot. The issue is really whether you can believe or not.
我们的主耶稣他是无所不能的神。
Jesus is the Almighty God.
他的能不会有问题。
There's no problem with his ability.
问题就出在我们的信。
The problem is really the faith we have.
耶稣对我们的信心的教导是什么？你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
So what Jesus taught us is this, that everything is possible for one who believes.
这是耶稣在信心上的言教。
So this is what he taught us.
那另外耶稣他也行了很多信心的行为，都是他的身教。
But he also has done a lot of things with faith.
他行了第一个神迹，使水变成酒。
So the first miracle he performed is to turn the water into wine.
他叫人倒水到缸里面，然后就叫他们说摇出来送给管宴席的。
So he told them to fill the jars with water and draw them out and take that to the master of the banquet.
这个就是一个信心的行为啊。
And this is an action of faith.
我们看到耶稣给五千个人吃饱。
So we see that he feed the 5,000.
他手中只有五个饼两条鱼啊。
He has only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
他注谢以后就这样分。哎，这样分不完，五千个人都吃饱了，还剩下十二个篮子。
And after he prayed for the food, he started giving it out, and there it feeds 5,000, and there are 12 buckets left.
这就是信心的行为。
And that is the action of faith.
他叫那个管会堂的女儿复活。
And then he asked, he told the daughter of that synagogue leader to get up.
对，一个已经死了一个女孩子，他说我奉你起来。
So he asked that daughter to say get up.
这个就是信心的行为啊。
And that is the action of faith.
他叫拉撒路复活。
And then he raised Lazarus from the dead.
已经死了四天，都臭了。
And he died already for 4 days long.
他说拉撒路出来。
And he said, Lazarus, come out.
这个就是信心的行为啊。
That is an action of his faith.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神迹奇事的发生都是跟信心有关系的。
So the miracles has always something to do with the faith.
神迹不只是建立在神的全能上，也同时建立在人的信心上面。
So miracle builds on not only on the power of God, but also built on the faith of people.
第三，耶稣称赞大有信心的人。
And thirdly, Jesus admires those people with great faith.
耶稣他称赞百夫长的信心呢。
So he commended the faith of a centurion.
这个百夫长为他的仆人来求耶稣医治。
So the centurion is praying, making a request to Jesus to heal his servant.
耶稣说好，我去。
And Jesus said, "Oh, I'll go with you."
但是这个百夫长说。不必劳烦你去，你只要一句话，我的仆人就会好。
But the centurion said, "You don't need to go. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed."
他真是认识到主耶稣话语的那个权柄和能力。
He realized the authority and the power of the word of God or word of Jesus.
他对主的话有信心。
Because he has the faith in Jesus' words.
比对主。亲自到那里去摸他有信心。
He has that faith more than going asking to Jesus to actually touching the servant.
一般人都认为，可能都认为说啊，让主耶稣来摸啊，比较好啊。
Many probably believe that if Jesus touched someone, there would be a better or safer approach.
但是更大的信心就是主要有主的话就够了。
But a greater faith is that you trust. Only the word of God.
怪不得耶稣这么称赞他。
No wonder, Jesus commended this centurion.
这么大的信心啊，我在以色列当中从来没有见过。
He said that, I don't see such a great faith among the Israelites.
另外，耶稣很欣赏这个迦南妇人的信心。
And Jesus also commended the faith of a woman, in living Canaan.
这个迦南的妇人，她的女儿被鬼附了，她来求耶稣。
So this woman has a daughter who is possessed by a demon.
刚开始耶稣一点都不理她。
And initially, Jesus doesn't want to even talk to her.
耶稣的门徒感到很厌烦，就说啊，赶快叫她走吧。
And the disciples was also annoyed by her and say, just get go away.
但是这个妇人呢、啊，她不走，她一直求，一直跟着耶稣。
But this woman persistently followed and making requests to Jesus.
耶稣说：“我不好意思拿饼丢给狗吃啊。”
But Jesus said, "I shouldn't throw away the things I'm supposed to."
我即使是狗呢，我也可以吃那个掉下来的碎渣、啊。
She said, "Even a dog will get it. I don't mind to get the leftover."
这个妇人真的她是。排除一切的拦阻啊
！So this woman is overcoming all the hindrance.
坚定认定耶稣就是他唯一的拯救。
And she is so sure about that Jesus is his only her only salvation.
他这种信心的表现，耶稣称赞他说：“你的信心是大的。
”So Jesus commended her that your faith is great.
弟兄姐妹。耶稣不但称赞信心，他也肯定信心的功效。
Jesus not only commended the faith, but he also affirmed the effect of the faith.
我们看看这个路加福音第七章五十节这三段，我们一同来读来。耶稣对那女人说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。”女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。就对那人说：“起来走吧，你的信救了你。”啊，这句话耶稣很喜欢讲。
So Jesus liked to say something like this.
你的信救了你。
Your faith have saved you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
耶稣他称许信心。
Jesus commended the faith.
最后一点我们要思想的是，耶稣他责备小信的人。
And lastly, Jesus also rebuked those people with little faith.
我们信耶稣，我们就不是不信的人。
So when we believe in Jesus, we are not the unbelievers.
但是我们往往会成为小信的人。
But often we become a person with little faith.
什么原因让我们成为小信的人呢？
What are the reasons for us to become a person with little faith?
我们可以从耶稣责备门徒小信可以知道。
We can learn that from how Jesus rebuked his disciples.
耶稣责备门徒因忧虑而小信。
So first of all, Jesus rebuked them because of their worry.
在这个马太福音六章二十五到三十四节之间短短的几节圣经有六次出现忧虑。
So in Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34, there are six worries in the passage.
弟兄姐妹，我们中国有一句话是什么？人有人无什么？
远
忧啊，必有近虑。
So in Chinese saying that if someone worries not the future, he will have the immediate worries.
好像忧虑是很当然的事情啊，就是忧虑是人之常情啊。
So to us, worry is a natural things happen in life.
的确啊，人的一生从年幼到年长呢，似乎都有所忧虑。
It is true that since our youth until we became older,
我们会为很多事情忧虑。
We will worry about many different things.
为明天怎么样忧虑？
We worry about what's going to happen tomorrow.
我不晓得怎么样走下一步忧虑。
We're going to worry about what's going to be our next step.
为那个厌恶不可知的未来忧虑。
We worry about those things unpredictable.
为生活上的需要忧虑。
We worry about the daily needs.
啊，为这个做学生的为前途忧虑。
So for students, we worry about the future.
工作的为经济不景气忧虑。
So for those working, we worry about the economical downturn.
那家庭的为婚姻、为感情、为教养孩子来忧虑。
So people with family, they worry about the relationship, worry about marriage and their children.
特别是今天很多人为身体的情况在忧虑。
And many are also worried about our physical health.
总而言之，我们会为很多事情忧虑。
Anyway, we worry for many different things.
但是主耶稣他告诉我们不要忧虑。
But Jesus tells us, worry is not.
因为忧虑一出来，信心就打了折扣了。
Because once the worry, when the worry come, worry comes, the faith will be discounted.
主要是以这个天空的飞鸟跟野地的百合花，就教导我们不必要忧虑，因为这些东西天父都为他们预备的好好的。
So Jesus used an example of the birds in the sky and also lilies in the field, telling us that Father will keep them alive.
何况他看我们这么贵重的人呢？
And we are even more precious than thou.
我们的忧虑就显示出我们是一个小信。
So our worry shows that we are people with little faith.
小信就是对神的智慧能力恩典慈爱没有绝对的信心。
That is, we don't trust in His absolute grace and power.
耶稣他也教导我们胜过忧虑的方法。
And Jesus also tells us how to overcome the worry.
第一个，耶稣告诉我们，忧虑没有用啊。
The first thing He said, there's no use for the worry.
我们哪一个能够用忧虑让你的岁数增加一刻呢？
Who can really increase our days with our worry.
忧虑能够改变事情吗？
Can worry change the thing?
有办法的事情用不着忧虑。
So for things that you can handle, you don't need to worry.
没有办法的事情呢，忧虑也没有用。
So if you cannot handle, there's no purpose for you to worry either.
其实讲的最严重一点就是，全世界最没有用的东西呢，就是忧虑。
And it is true that the most useless things in this world is the worry itself.
有一句话讲的说，忧虑像一张摇椅啊，会使你的忧虑越摇越多，却在原地踏步。
So someone said this, worry is like a rocking chair that will increase your worries, but it doesn't move you an inch further.
忧虑对解决问题一点帮助都没有。
Worry has no help to solving the problem.
忧虑不能使未来更好，只会摧毁现在。
The worry cannot help the future, but destroy what you have right now.
第二个，
Secondly,
耶稣告诉我们，胜过忧虑的方法要先求神的国和神的义。
So he tells us to overcome the worry, we should seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
也就是我们要先把神摆在第一位。
That is to put him to be the priority.
当我们把神摆在第一位的时候，
When he is at the top of our agenda,
我们一切的需要，一切的问题，
all the things, all the problems we have,
不管是学业方面、职业方面、婚姻方面、家庭方面、身体方面，各种问题，
all the things, study, your work, your family life, your physical health,
都会在耶稣基督里找到答案。
And we will find answers in Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣说，这些东西都要给你们。
So that's why he said all these things will be given to you as well.
第三个胜过忧虑的方法就是我们可以把一切忧虑卸给神。
The third thing is to cast all our anxieties on him.
我们一起来读诗篇第55篇第22节，请。还有彼得前书第五章第七节，来，你们要这样。基督徒的特权就是可以将我们一切的忧虑卸给神。
So one of the privileges a Christian has is to cast our anxieties on on God.
神信他会顾念我们。
And we believe He will care for us.
神的顾念有两种。
There's two kind of cares He cares for us.
一种他是顾念我们所忧虑的问题。
That one is that He concerned about the problems we have.
另外一种是顾念我们一切的需要。
And He also cares about what we need.
因为他有无穷的智慧能力，有丰盛的慈爱恩典。能为我们解决一切的需要和问题。
Because he has this endless wisdom and power, and his great abundant grace and mercy, he can solve all the problems of our need and also our problems.
弟兄姐妹，你有从忧虑来的小信吗？
Brother and sister, do you have this little faith that stems from the worry?
求主拿掉。
May God remove that worry.
我想我今天就讲到这里，因为这是我的时间是不是到了？
Maybe I'll just stop here. I wonder what the time is. So the main things I want to share with you today is
我们要学习主耶稣基督对父神完全的信靠。
We need to learn from Jesus Christ his complete trust in God.
在他的一生当中,
in his life,
我们看不到耶稣有忧虑,
and we see no worries in Jesus.
我们看不到耶稣他有胆怯,
we see no the fear in his life.
我们看不到耶稣他有疑惑,
we don't see the doubting in his life.
我们看到他就是真的是在他的一生当中就是完完全全的信靠神。
And in his life we see that his complete obedience to God.
我们也知道
And we also know
我们所信的是谁
Who we believe.
他实在是能保守我们所信托他的。
We can trust in him
直到那日
Until that day.
所以我们只要全心信靠神。
So that we just need to believe in him completely.
我们相信神会解决我们一切的问题，带领我们前面的道路。
I would believe God will resolve the issue and lead us for the future.
我们来唱这首诗歌啊，我知道我所信的是谁。
So let's sing a hymn. I know who I believe.
我们唱三节好不好？唱三节。
We're gonna sing all three stanzas.